This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Update. We talk a lot about proper asset allocations for people. And the proper asset allocation, from my perspective, in terms of this equity to debt, starts with what could you live with in terms of an asset allocation so that when the market goes down, you don't feel like you have to pull money out of stocks. I talked to a really close colleague this week who said because they've got some expenses coming due, they had to pull money out of stocks, but the market had gone down 2% and 4% leading up to when they had to take money out of stock. What you want your allocation is that when the market goes down, of course, nobody likes to see their net worth go down, but where you don't feel like you have to take money out or you don't feel like you're going to lose sleep because it's gone down some. So whatever the market allocation that works for you, balanced to get some other factors, is the right allocation. So for example, if your allocation that you can live with is 30% equity, 70% debt, or 70% cash in bonds, and at that number, when the market goes down 10%, you've lost 3% of your entire net worth or whatever's in stocks and bonds, and you can still sleep, then that allocation may be the right allocation for you. Now, professional money manager will say to you, you have to get more comfortable with those losses because you need more in equities to keep up with inflation when things go in the right, when the markets go in the right direction, but when inflation's stronger. And I would suggest that the professional money managers have this half right. Yes, you need enough equity exposure to keep up with inflation, but at the same time, you also need enough limits on your equity exposure so when the market goes in the wrong direction, you also can sleep at night and don't feel like you have to adjust things when it's going poorly. All right, that's about the worst thing you could do is panic when it goes down, sell equities, and then miss the upside when it goes up. It's why there are a ton of studies and most people don't meet the market averages over a very long period of time, even though market averages are very real because of behavioral finance activities, that they essentially get nervous when things go down. And so I would profess that the right allocation is one, whatever it is for you, being mindful of trying to keep up with inflation and knowing that over a long period of time, equities do better than bonds and cash, but that right allocation is very important so that you could live through the ups and downs and not take money out of the equity pool that in the long run is likely to go up. In any event, that's a note this morning on just behavioral finance, the right equity allocation, and more as the market pops up and down. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast.